Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning.
Okay, let's get started.
Today is National Milk Chocolate Day.
It's National Milk Chocolate Day.
Ah, yes. Another chocolate day.
Delicious combination of solid chocolate and milk.
At least it's limited to one of the better kinds of chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate is great.
Milk chocolate.
Melt in your mouth.
Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Showtime.
One of the greatest uses for it is chocolate milk.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Dang.
Chocolate milk is like mud.
Motor oil.
Just absolutely thick and rich.
Yep.
Ooh, diabetes.
How many times, though, have you pulled out the Hershey syrup or the Nestle Quick and just stirred up a big cold glass of that stuff?
Yeah, it helps take the edge off.
You know, I thought I found the life hack when they made sugar-free Hershey syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same.
It's not good.
Not good. not at all.
But you know what? One of the things you know, when you're an adult, there are certain childhood foods that you still eat.
Yeah.
For me, I still keep a container of Nesquik at home.
Oh, man. And Nesquik is the quintessential chocolate milk.
You're right. It's the best.
So good.
And if you put just a little extra in there, then I don't know how much, if you usually put one spoonful, just go ahead and put another one in.
Yes.
There.
Why do people do drugs when you can do chocolate milk?
I understand it.
I don't get it.
It's euphoria. I mean, honestly. It's so good.
Milk chocolate. Not good for you, but tastes so good.
Oh, yeah.
I keep telling you, eat that dark chocolate.
Ooh, yeah, that's good too, though.
That's good. That's good too. Kane Brown music on The Wolf. Good morning to you.
Girl, you're gone and done it to me. Hotter than.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. 6:05. Hot today. It was hot yesterday afternoon, mid-90s. That heat index is killing you in triple digits.
Muggy, too.
Heat index 100 today. Nice. I will be inside.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be outside. It's ruining my walking. It's ruining it. Because I'm not going out there. I'm just not doing it.
Our pool has turned green from all the rain. And I was out there trying to scrub it before more rain came out last night. And it's just so hot. Last time we got in it, it was like bath water.
Yeah.
It's just not. I'm like, why? Why all the blood, sweat, and tears for nothing?
That's what you'll find about a pool. It's like so much work, constantly.
And you barely enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the lottery for a second. First of all, to make you feel good that there's some luck out there, I want to tell you about a lady in Kentucky who just won the second time. She, in 2020, won $50,000 on a scratch-off ticket. Then this past week, she got another scratch-off and won $750,000.
Look at that. Wow.
Good
how
for
that,
her.
How does that happen?
She's from Kentucky. She's lucky.
Yeah, she's getting lucky in Kentucky.
Well, I think you have more luck on the scratch-offs than you do these big ones.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She says she's going to use those winnings to remodel her house and pay off all of her debts.
Amen. That is the best decision.
Now, on to the big drawing tomorrow night. Friday's jackpot, $1.2 billion. Well, $1.02 billion. It's over $1 billion.
Yeah.
And the cash payout this week, if you win after taxes, that's federal taxes only, is $379.6 million. Of course, you'll have additional taxes after that.
I'll tell you what, I know the gas stations are going to be crazy this,
yeah,
like all day, but definitely like after 5 when everybody's getting off work, stopping by, getting their stuff on the way home. Super busy. All I can say is be patient because lottery takes forever when you're checking out a line of people. And a lot of times it's confusing for the workers. So just be patient with people today when you're doing that.
Is it weird that I thoroughly enjoy the paper it's printed on?
You mean the texture of the ticket?
Yeah.
It's like a nicer receipt.
Yeah.
It's a like, color receipt. There you go.
It's like one of those receipts you get at Simply Southern. Is that very specific that yeah, I know
it
that?
It is. Okay. And it's weird.
It's because it's already pre-printed paper that's like that. That yellowish background with the lines, yeah. It comes like that, and then it prints the black text on it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
The odds of winning tonight, if you buy a ticket, and then I'm going to tell you how to improve that. The odds of winning tonight are 1 in 303 million, or 1 in 303 million. The odds of being struck by lightning are 1 in 1 million.
Great.
So compare the two. Now,
okay.
A college mathematics professor in Massachusetts says that here's what you do. If you buy 100 tickets, for example, your odds are about 1 in 3 million. 1 in 300 million. If you buy a bunch of tickets at one time, obviously your odds go up. What's surprising to me is that if I just gave you the other odds, but at 100 tickets, you increase your odds of winning to 1 in 3 million instead of 1 in 300 million.
Wow.
That's interesting.
What if I buy 3 million tickets?
Well, it does increase your chances.
Can you imagine I go there, hey, let me get 3 million quick picks, please.
Ma'am, you're at the Murphy's Express. You're going to have to step back.
Okay.
Also a surprising number is 6,775,330 people won some kind of money on Tuesday's drawing.
Oh, yeah, because I think it's like, you know, of course, it's like 50,000 people automatically, you know, are winning $2.
Yes, I know a guy who won $30. I'll be happy with that.
Heck, if you have one and it multiplies or whatever, or that number hits, it just, like, it multiplies it. It's crazy.
Todd Graves at Raising Cane's has bought another 50,000 tickets for his employees. For Friday's drawing, none of the 50,000 tickets that he bought for Tuesday's drawing was a winner.
I'm sure something won $2. Can you imagine having to check all those?
The secretary.
Yeah, poor secretary.
So anyway, get your tickets. We're going to pick numbers in the 7 o'clock hour again. We're going to pick numbers, and you're going to pick them.
Yeah, you guys are going to call in, and you're going to pick them. Thank you.
Hey, plot twist, you remember that... I told you that they got my ticket messed up, and I had 9 draws on the same number?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's for 9 separate draws, so I have to keep that ticket
check
it for the next 8 drawings.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 9 individual draws.
Yeah. I didn't know what that meant, and I found it out yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
You can't win if you don't play. Get your numbers. We're going to pick later on. You'll pick the numbers. We'll need, 6 total, right?
Mm-hmm.
About 725.
Got a head full of noise.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 623. We'll let you pick some more lottery numbers in about an hour from now. Try to win that billion.
Billion.
With a B. Incredible. I want to tell you the story of a family. It's a family story. A mother, a father, a brother, and a sister.
Aw.
It's a typical story.
Perfect family, right?
Yeah. And it also includes more innovation coming out of Texas. This is a story about that family and how they decided to solve an argument they were in. They stabbed each other in a knife fight.
Ah, battle to the end.
And this was not, again, in feudal Japan. This was in Texas. And this happened Sunday. Police were called to the home at around 11 p.m., when you get an 11 p.m. domestic disturbance call, you expect things to not be going well.
Yeah.
They say the fight started between two adults. The brother came home. He'd been drinking, and he had a handgun.
Uh-oh.
Got into a heated argument with his sister. Over what? No one knows. Things got physical, but he lost the gun during the struggle. The mother and father jumped into it to break things up, of course, as you do. But it escalated. And at one point, all of them had a knife.
Jeez.
All 4 of them they had just, a knife.
Sounds like me and my siblings chasing each other around when we were kids.
And all of them got stabbed or cut in the process of the scuffle.
No. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Fortunately, everyone will survive. The brother, 25-year-old Manuel Gutierrez, was arrested on 3 charges of aggravated assault. It's unclear whether any of the other family members will be charged with any crime, seeing as they say they were just trying to break up the argument. The question is, what were you thinking when you picked up the knife? Mama picked up a knife. Daddy picked up a knife.
He's crazy.
They started slashing at each other.
Yeah.
Next thing you know,
a knife to a gunfight.
And brawl.
Yeah, they brought the wrong weapon, pal.
What a strange thing.
What a song.
Problem is, the brother, he had the gun but lost it scuffling with his sister.
Lord Jesus, take the wheel.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati. Never again.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. In case you haven't heard, Matt Stell is coming to town to kick off our Full Moon Concert Series at 113 Brew House, downtown Greensboro, which is an awesome spot.
Tall glass of water he is, ladies.
Like 6'7", I think, is how tall he is.
Wow.
The tickets are available, and you can get them now. They're like $20 a piece now. And you can go do this. Go text WOLF to 20357 and go from there. You can find out more about the show, too, at the website at 931wolfcountry.com. I've not seen Matt Stell since he first came out and came to the fair.
Oh, wow, really?
So I haven't seen him live now that he's got a lot more songs to play.
Wait, did he come to the fair?
Yeah, he was here. How many years ago was that? I can't remember what. He was here at a show.
Like 4 or 5.
I guess I'm at Wolfstock.
Okay, Wolfstock, whatever it was.
I was just thinking, I'm like, did he do the fair show? I couldn't remember.
But yeah, that's the last time I saw him. So, anyway.
Still just as tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't shrunk. So get your tickets. That'll be the first of several of these concerts. And I've already heard a couple of names that are going to be there. So we're going to have some good ones. Again, it's at 113 Brew House, downtown Greensboro. Check that place out, too. It's really neat.
I like the rustic wood vibe you get when you walk in and on the walls. It's really nice.
Got a nice stage area there, nice intimate room there that's intimate yet with still plenty of room.
Yeah, exactly.
I dig that rooftop. I just think there's something so cool about that.
You like the swings on top.
I do. Those huge swings are cool.
No. So anyway, that's coming real soon. Get your tickets. It's almost August, guys. July is almost over.
I know.
That show's coming mid-month.
Baby, I see them boys.
College of Lyrical Knowledge. That's where we identify an artist and title by the lyrics within the song. And they could be very simple. They could be a little obscure. The thing is, when you hear the lyrics sort of out of context, it's like, oh, I know that, but what is that?
But I am fully willing to sing the lyrics if you struggle. It will be bad, but you might get it.
All right, so we'll take caller 5 right now. Got a Zips Car Wash gift card for you. Get that car cleaned up after all this rain goes through. It's been raining every day. We'll do that now. Caller 5-680-WOLF. Caller 5-680-WOLF. And if you need a lifeline, you can go for a lifeline. You can ask for it. Who are they going to ask for since you're going to be giving the questions?
They'll be playing against Chase, so they'll be asking you if they need help.
Then. So I'll be the lifeline. All right. Caller 5. Caller 5 right now. 680-WOLF. Go ahead and do it. It's just a fun game. And if you're good at this lyric thing, this could be your game. Zips Car Wash Up for Grabs. Caller 5.
It's been a downpour beating on the...
Ingrid Andress, Sam Hunt, Wishful Drinking on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's a minute after 7. College of Lyrical Knowledge time. It's against Chase. AJ's on the phone. AJ, I can be your lifeline, or Annie can sing if I can't help you out. Are you ready to go?
All right.
All right. Annie, you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Let's do it.
Drinking every single drink, 7 nights a week, all over this town, doing that thing I do, running from the truth.
Chase.
All right, Chase.
Jason Aldean tattoos on this town.
No.
Dang, yep.
No, it's not it. Now, you can ask Dale for a lifeline. If Dale doesn't know, I can sing the lyrics to you.
All right, yeah, let me reach out for a lifeline.
I have no idea.
All right, here we go. Drinking every single drink, 7 nights a week, all over this town.
Oh, my God.
Doing that thing I do, running from the truth.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
She gets it.
She gets it. She was singing
she
along.
She did the words. It's Primo, Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, okay.
All right, got another one more. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
What we got ain't got no ending, like a band of solid gold. It's sweeter with time, like strawberry wine. It gets as good as it gets old.
Adria.
All right, what is it?
Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To.
Yeah, all right.
Got that. Yeah, nice.
All right, one more. Here we are. Chase, step it up, pal.
Yeah.
Girl, you're a match. You're gasoline. We just burn too fast. So here we are. Lighten up that spark.
Chase.
Chase.
The Ballad of Jed Clampett.
What the heck?
What?
No. Lighten up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far.
I can't even begin to wrap my head around
it's
that.
It's two people. So it goes, girl, you're a match. You're gasoline. We just burn too fast. So here we are. Lighten up that. You're right there. You're right there.
Yep. Yeah, Lainey Wilson. Yeah, Cole Swindell and not Maren Morris. God darn.
Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, I was like, I know.
I'll give it to her. You got it, boo. You got it. You got a $25 car wash gift card.
Yay! Thank you, guys.
Drink. Wake up with the Wolf Show. All right, so the jackpot tomorrow night, Mega Millions, is just over $1 billion.
Billion!
Here's how it breaks down. The cash option lump sum is $602 million. After you pay the federal taxes on the $602 million, you're left with $379.6 million.
Is it worth it at that point?
And then don't worry. You have, there are other taxes. There'll be state taxes. You'll need an extra $30 million or so to pay some additional taxes there.
$30 million in taxes.
Yeah. So, but think about it. You know, you got the one billion, and once all those taxes or half to three quarters of those taxes are taken off, you're left with $379 million.
It's best if you win that money to go get a financial advisor immediately.
Yes. The odds of winning, one in $303 million. The odds of being struck by lightning, just to compare, just one in a million.
And let's tell them again, Dale, if they buy 100 tickets, how much it increases for the winning?
Thanks to Andrew Perry, who is a mathematics professor in Springfield, Massachusetts. He says if you buy 100 tickets, for example, then your odds are about 1 in 3 million instead of 1 in 300 million.
And if you have the money to do that,
that's just a fun little investment.
It is.
So what we're going to do is, like we did last on the last drawing, we're going to take callers in order, and we're going to get the numbers. We need 5 numbers and then the mega ball.
The first 5 are 1 through 70 and the last one's 1 through 25.
So let's start now. 680 Wolf. We'll take the callers in order. We'll take your lucky number. We'll put it down. Then we'll go buy those tickets and we'll all see if we win some money. Be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh,
absolutely.
Gosh, yeah.
Wake up on Saturday morning and you're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
680 Wolf in order.
I never get lonely.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Luke Combs. It's 7:30 on the dot. What will the winning numbers be? We're depending on you to tell us what those numbers are, because the drawing tonight and tomorrow night in Mega Millions is worth just over $1 billion. $1 billion. All right.
Pick the amount numbers. Of damage I could do at a Taco Bell, man.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of taco. That's a lot of 12 packs.
Yeah.
Just own your own Taco Bell at that point.
No, don't do that. Don't pull an NBA basketball player deal and buy the whole thing. Just buy a bunch of Taco. All right, here they are. Here are the numbers you picked. Go.
25.
19.
5.
54.
24.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I need the Mega Ball number, which is a number between
1 and 25.
23.
All right. Again.
25.
19.
5.
54.
24.
And the Mega Ball is 23.
And if we win off those numbers, our gratitude to you.
Boy, we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for picking the winning
number. Sure
did. We had one number in the other drawing. Somebody did pick the 7.
Okay.
So we're on a roll. Good luck to everybody. Get your ticket. Drawing tomorrow night.
You can tell your old man you'll do some lark. Till you can. Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show here, and it's another day and another teacher we get to feature.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure, on our Amazon wish list, helping out those teachers before they go back to school. And this morning, we have a teacher who is starting their 15th year at a new school. It's Summer Stotler. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. Now, we want to get to know you a little bit better. And so if you don't mind telling us what school you're starting at and what you're going to teach.
Yes. So I am moving to Wheatmore High School. This will be my first year teaching high school. I've always taught middle school. And so I'm really excited. I'll be teaching 9th grade English.
Ooh, I loved English. I was such a nerd for it. And I always got made fun of it because I knew all the stuff.
Oh, here we go. Bragging again. Can't stop bragging. Won the third grade spell at B. Now it's this.
Yeah.
Hey, let's jump into your list. Let's jump into your list real quick. I know you have a wish list. What's the priority for you? What's number one?
Well, since I'm going into a new school, I'm not really sure what's available to me. I've been to my room once, but it was pretty much just to drop everything off and leave. So I really wasn't sure what would be available to me. So I just wanted to have some basic things in place to get my school year started with my students.
I like that you are, I think, trying to kind of sync up with the high schoolers. I noticed that you had those LED light strips on there for all the way around your classroom, right?
Correct. Somebody told me that that's what I needed to get in my classroom this year.
They're pretty cool. It's like mood lighting too, you know? You could always just like turn down the lights a little bit and then turn some kind of cool color on and make it a little bit more fun environment.
So my question is, okay, so new high school or new school in general, new grade, and going into the 9th grade, what is going to be the first lesson?
Oh my goodness. Well, probably just like every other teacher on the first day of school, it's always some getting to know you activity. I've been looking at sort of like a bracket thing where they have to decide, you know, what's better, and they have to argue why they pick that. I'm going to put them in groups, and we're going to talk about that and try to get them thinking and then get them writing well on the first day.
Nice.
That's cool. It also kind of is a good icebreaker to get them, you know, to start talking to the other students and trying to, like you said, kind of debate there. I think that's cool way to do it.
I love discussion. I'm a big let's talk about this. So I'm really excited about it.
Now, Summer, I know, you know, we've been trying to help out teachers a whole lot here because we know a lot of money goes into this, a lot of money out of your pockets. You know, if people are out there and they want to help you, could you just tell us, out of all the things here on your wish list, I mean, how much is something here going to do for you this school year?
Anything given is amazing. I mean, something is always better than nothing. And I would be excited just getting a box of pens, just because you never know. Those kids some days, they're having a bad morning too, and they forget everything. And they come to you because they know you have it. Hey, Miss Butler will have, a notebook for me. She'll have pencils or pens for me. And it'll be okay. They don't feel like they have to go through their whole day. Oh, man, I've already started off on a bad foot, and now my whole day, this has set the tone for my whole day. So just even having a box of pencils in my classroom for those kids I would love.
And if you want to help out Summer Stotler, a teacher who definitely goes above and beyond for her students, you can view our story on Facebook or Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf. We've got her Amazon link there. And if you want to help out any teacher, just go to our Facebook page.
I heard you moved out to South Carolina just like y'all.
The local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And if you want to get on this list for an upcoming birthday, go to 931wolfcountry.com or DM us on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. Celebrating today, Trent Robinson of Reidsville, Leah Martin of Ashboro, Corey Zimmerman of Graham, Doris Trainer of Midway, Frank Burnside of Stokesdale, Steve Collier of Walkertown, Marissa Ryan from Winston-Salem, Alana Rhodes of Kernersville, Winnie Poplin of Winston-Salem, and sweet little Lakeland Waite of Staley, North Carolina is one today.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you, babe. You guys share your birthday with Afro Man, who's 48.
Because I got high.
Thanks,
Al. All right, Lori Loughlin is 58 today. She out of trouble yet?
She is out of jail and back doing some acting now.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Let's hopefully she takes the right track this time. And last but not least, Elizabeth Berkeley is 50, which is Jesse in Saved by the Bell.
She certainly is.
She's.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
My name and make it yours.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Big lottery jackpot coming.
First of all, a lot of things happen behind the scenes that we don't talk about. Right. We just got done looking at a bunch of pictures of cornbread.
And I want y'all to know I was not a part of that conversation at all.
What were you doing?
Creeping somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought that was nice. Anyway, if you're in a group, do you have a group who's pooled their money to buy lottery tickets for this $1 billion drawing that's coming tomorrow night in Mega Millions? Some pro advice for you. I saw this yesterday. If you are in a group, even we all know there's a slight chance of winning. If you've got a ticket, you've got a chance.
Correct.
Right?
So what you're saying
is there's a chance. And what you should do is you need a legal document that spells out that you're going to split it evenly or whatever the case may be, because there have been innumerable cases where huge arguments have ensued after someone won some money after saying, oh, if I win, I'll split.
Mm-hmm.
But literally a prenup for a lottery win.
Right, exactly. Some sort of a legal arrangement that binds you to whatever it is you said you were going to do. Because I know a lot of people go, let's just pull our money together and buy like 100 tickets or whatever. Okay, fine, do it. But have something in writing that agrees. Have it notarized. Just type it up and have a notary public notarize it for you. That's enough.
Because if you think about it, there's one person that's going to be holding the majority of those tickets, and if they find out that they got it, they can go, well,
these are mine. I'll sign my name on the back.
Sorry.
I've never won anything in one of those pool situations. Now, we used to do it all the time at the last place I worked at. We did it all. Anytime there's a big lottery prize, we'd all jump in, and usually there'd be one person designated to maintain the cash, get the lottery tickets, and keep track of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Never won anything, so there's never any dispute.
Now, I know that we don't play together, but I know that. I think you bought some tickets the other night. I bought some. I don't know about you, Chase.
I did. I bought two.
But if I had won something major,
yeah,
I would have at least slipped y'all. Like, say I won $20,000. I might have slipped y'all $500 a piece. Mama got some debt. If I had won 50, maybe $1,000 a piece or something.
You're so nice. In our situation, you'd have to be a total ass not to.
Well, that's Chase.
Give up some of the. If I win the millions, you each get a million. Period.
Look, if Chase wins anything, we get nothing.
Guys, I'll be out of here like Fred.
He will. He will not come in the next day.
He's gone.
And he will not share with us.
Where'd he go?
He'll change his phone number.
Huh? Who's this? New phone? Who this?
Yeah.
Here's the situation for you tomorrow night. Jackpot just over $1 billion. That's $602 million if you take the lump sum. Then you have to pay the federal taxes. That takes it down to $379.6 million. Still, you'll be left with taxes. State taxes, other taxes. You'll probably need another $30, $40, $50 million to pay the taxes on that.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask this question. Annie, since you've worked at the gas station, when you step up to the counter to pay for something like this or ask for a ticket, it seems like every person behind the counter is like, ugh.
Only because some people are wild about it. When I tell you that it could take you 10 minutes to get people lottery tickets, it can. And sometimes the machine's messed up. Sometimes it's very confusing on what to pick. And like I said, if you sell somebody the wrong thing, people get mad about it. And I know we used to be able to, the way we could ring it up on our register, we would be able to sometimes be like, okay, we know people are coming in later who will buy this last minute, so we'll get you what you need, and it won't mess up my register. But like for the most part, if you mess up, you're going to still have to buy that ticket if they mess it up, because what can you do?
Out of your own pocket.
Yes, like I got the 9 draws on one number. I didn't want that. I wanted 9 separate tickets, so now I got nine weeks of... I got to keep up with this ticket. Right, but I wasn't going to be a meanie about it and be like, no...
You know what'll happen is on week 10, it'll hit all the numbers.
Probably. That'd be my luck. But yeah, I just, the lottery is one of those things. It's just, especially because people want to come in when it's super busy and there's a line out the door. And man, it's just annoying. It's just one more thing. Like, great. Because I'm telling you, you have people come in with like 10, 12, 15 of those slips to run. And some of them, they're like, run these 4 times, run this twice, run these 7 times. And you're like, oh my God. And then you got to count and make sure you're doing it right and make sure the numbers go in and process right. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, so yeah, people get a little with it.
If you are pooling money together, here's an interesting thing from a math professor who says if you buy 100 tickets, for example, then your odds are about 1 in 3 million. Rather than 1 in 300 million.
Okay, so they're $2 a ticket. That's going to be $200. If you got $200 to spare, your odds significantly increase.
If you worked in a large office or another workspace where there's a lot of people and you pool your money together, it wouldn't take long to get together enough money to buy 100 tickets.
It wouldn't.
And that's a serious increase in your odds, going from 1 in 300 million to 1 in 3 million. So. Maybe worth doing if you're going to pool, but have some kind of document, at least notarized, that says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to split it evenly, or whatever arrangement you've made needs to be spelled out in advance. Because when somebody wins $300 million or whatever, they may change drastically.
Yeah, people get selfish real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So just a tip. By the way, we got another set of numbers here earlier this morning. The numbers you picked... for the drawing, which is tomorrow night, 25, 19, 5, 54, 24, and the Mega Ball, 23.
I'm worried that might not be it because the last few drawings, there's been a lot of 60s numbers.
You're
but
right.
I could be wrong.
But again, it's totally random. Totally random. Good luck if you're going to play. Drawing again tomorrow night for the $1 billion Mega Millions.
And I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and lawn. Paycheck,
yeah. And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
There are some days I find things that, well, will benefit the world. And there are other days that I just go, are we really making this? Mercedes-Benz is going to start selling office chairs. They're taking the car seats from their AMG sports cars and turning them into office furniture.
You bet those are cheap.
Yeah, you may be asking, well, what are they going to start at? Okay, $3,500.
Nice.
Such a deal.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. What a great deal. Joey Chestnut, he's at it again. He set a new world record yesterday when he downed 44 chicken fingers in 5 minutes.
Were they Raising Cane's chicken fingers?
I could do that, though. He won the National Chicken Finger Eating Contest in Las Vegas.
I still understand why Raising Cane's hasn't opened a restaurant here. It bugs me.
It does. We've contacted them. They denied us.
Yeah, but they had a stupid reason. But we normally go to places where they're, you know, college towns.
Have they been to the triad?
Have you looked at a map?
They put one in Greenville, North Carolina. There's ECU. That's it.
Yeah, we've got how many?
Yeah.
I tried to explain it to him. He wasn't listening.
Also, what makes him think that college kids are going to come to a different brand Zaxby's more than they're going to go to a Mickey D's or Burger King?
Because it's so much better.
It is so much better.
Totally.
Absolutely. I didn't realize this, but I have two Kool-Aid things in my five things. One of them's a fun fact, but this one is interesting. Do you know Kool-Aid Pickles Challenge is trending again? Now, you may be asking yourself what this is. People are dipping pickles in their Kool-Aid before rolling them in Kool-Aid powder for more sweetness. Now, the Kool-Aid pickles are called Kool-Sickles.
No, thank you.
Nope. That's a hard no from me, dog. No way.
There's a lot of cool stuff on TikTok, and there's a whole lot more dumb stuff on TikTok.
I pass.
I don't like pickles at all, anyway. It's a sweet, 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 sweet day to be alive. It's milk chocolate day. So I have to ask a question. What is your favorite type of chocolate?
Man, that's a tough question. I love delicious double-dipped chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oof. I don't like chocolate. Peanuts drive me nuts.
What?
I like peanuts, but just stuff like that. It's just too much. There's always more peanut than there is anything else.
Not in the good ones. You don't know which ones you're getting.
I love a classic Hershey's bar, but Hershey's with almonds is where it's at.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both those. That's a yes to both.
Okay. My aunt makes a Hershey's chocolate bar cake.
Yes, I'm in.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
So delicious, though.
It is. It is. It's great. And last but not least, surprise, Kool-Aid fun fact. Oh, scientists have figured out that if the Kool-Aid man was real, he would have the force to break through a brick wall, but about one third of his Kool-Aid would splash out in the process.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid's here. I'm bringing you.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
He does say that.
Sure do.
It's shoddy.
We've looked at the lyrics, boys.
Well, they're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong.
Speaking of lyrics.
It's shoddy. Time for the College of Lyrical Pursuit here, and I'm terrible at this game.
I love this game.
So it's Chase against me, and he's going to give the lyrics. And if we can't get it, she's going to sing them.
Yeah, so.
Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah.
Prepare to pierce your ears.
All right, here we go.
Five songs today.
Got it. All right.
You will buzz in with your name. Okay. I need the song title and the artist who sings it.
Okay. All right.
Number one. So what?
Fail. I just did that.
So what you say? We cancel our plans tonight. I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning. All the lights down low. Take it nice and slow.
I can hear it now.
If neither of you can get it, of course, I will try to sing it.
Sing it. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to speak for you.
God, I'm no.
I'm going to skip down to the last few lines. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning all the lights down low. Take it nice and slow.
Oh.
It's baby making music.
Oh, Luke Combs, Chase. Luke Combs, The Love We Make.
I'll take it. the kind of love we make. You should have said your name first. That's all right. You're
confused. I went back and corrected it.
Number two, here we go. Bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl striking up a little lighter, because everybody's down in a world gone crazy.
Dale. Darius Rucker.
He's only doing
sip
that.
Sip and soak, Dale. Sip and soak. Sip and soak.
It's
Chase Steele.
Is Darius Rucker, because he did say South Carolina, that gave it away. Is Darius.
Right.
It's not.
Three.
All right, is it?
Two. One. All right, your answer?
Yeah.
No, neither one of y'all. Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Sip and soak.
All right.
Here we go. Home is where my heart is still beating. I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving. Now I'm a thousand miles away again.
Sing it.
Chase, you need me to sing it? Home is where my heart is still beating. I don't know when I'll see her again.
Parmalee. Chase Parmalee. Take my name.
It's not take my name.
I counted. Dale counted it.
Dale for a steal.
No.
No, I'm 1,000 miles
Carolina.
Away. All right, Chase got it.
Yeah, I still got it again.
Two to zip. Number four. Here we go. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn, just like you.
No clue.
Chase, slow burn, just like you.
Yeah.
I ain't done yet.
One. Two.
Joe, come on, watch it. I can see the name.
Nail anything for a steal.
I called you. I'm terrible scam. I don't got it.
Ingrid Andress and
yes,
Sam Hunt.
That's who I was thinking.
Wishful drinking.
Yep. No,
last not. One, boys. This one should be easy. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken because you know that ain't your truck in her drive?
Chase.
Thank you, Chase.
I saw Dale's eyes move. I knew he was going to say it, but you did beat him, Chase.
Thomas Rhett, what's your country song?
Chase wins today.
Yeah, you win.
I thought it was a poor win, Chase.
Shouting.
I think you both lose today.
No.
You sure
I
do.
I get the win.
No.
I'll be honest with you. Both of us just deserve a big old no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.